Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Texas-based Whole Foods announced plans last week to open a new store on Grand River Avenue in Meridian Township in 2015. It'll be very close to several other stores with similar products. Foods for Living and the East Lansing Food Co-op. We're joined now by the general manager of Elfco, Dave Finette, for some reaction to the announcement. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
How long have you been in the food co-op business then?
I joined my first co-op in 1985, so quite a while.
Okay. But Elfco goes way back.
Elfco, right? Yeah, started in the 70s and incorporated in 76, and been in our current location since around 1980.
There must have been a number of co-ops who have experienced the same kind of thing with a large store moving in close by. Have you looked at that? How has this played out in other places?
Sure. Yeah, we certainly have. We've got a lot of support from other co-ops around the country and people to draw on for how to address this issue. And
they
typically see, you know, a fairly sizable sales drop when Whole Foods or Trader Joe's opens up, 10-30% for between 6 months and a year. But then most of them find that their sales, you know, come back up to, you know, prior levels pretty quickly.
How big a concern is this projected opening of Whole Foods for you?
I don't know yet. I mean, we haven't really, you know, gotten a chance to sit down with, you know, with the board and then the board with Elfco's owners and talk about it. So it's certainly a concern, and I'm looking at already trying to get some help from other co-ops to see what they can give us as far as hints on how to deal with it. But we'll see. I guess I am confident that our owners will step up. You know, in 2005, 2006, Elfco was close to closing. We were having real financial issues. And at that point, the owners really stepped up and saved the co-op. And so I think that they've got it in them to do that again, to really support it through this.
As the general manager, can you anticipate the kinds of adjustments you might make in operating the food co-op? Should the Whole Foods really make an impact here? Operationally,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I think for us, you know, one of the things is right now my inclination is to think that we'll stay the course. I think what we do is very different than what Whole Foods does. We're incredibly dedicated to our local economy, working with local producers, providing our shoppers, you know, very environmentally friendly local product that chains really have a hard time because of their supply chain. They really have a hard time doing that. So I think that's really our edge, and I don't see a reason yet why we would change that.
You satisfy locavores. That would be your argument. People who want their food grown locally.
Yeah, I mean that, and I think people who are looking for really good food. You know, one of the things that we found in co-ops is that folks come to co-ops because they trust us. They know that we're not there to make a buck, but that we're there to provide the service to our owners and to our community. So I think that's one of the big differences that we focus on.
Just as a point of information, we'll point out that Mark Kieselbach, who is the Director of Community Planning and Development for Meridian Township, responded to a call from WKAR and said that Whole Foods did not receive any tax incentives to locate in Meridian Township. He also said that it's possible that the first work may begin yet this year, and the project could be done by the fall of 2014, which is a little bit earlier in estimate than previously reported. What do you think is the difference between a co-op customer and a Whole Foods customer? Is there much overlap there?
I think there's some similarities, certainly. I think that, you know, I have to admit, I don't know that many Whole Foods shoppers. I may not be able to speak to this very well, but yeah, I think Whole Foods is more of a it's a different lifestyle choice, I think, than co-op shoppers. I think there's a different value set there, probably.
Okay.
I tend to think that co-op shoppers and owners are more community-minded and understand the bigger picture, whereas I think what I hear from Whole Foods shoppers, and people that I know who do shop, who go to Ann Arbor and shop at that one, say, is that they're looking for things that satisfy them and their needs and their desires,
mm-hmm.
and are not as concerned with the, you know, externalities of that purchase.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a retail vibe to Whole Foods that I think you sidestep at a food co-op.
Well, I think, you know, Whole Foods certainly, they run very nice stores, and they, you know, they're it certainly is an experience to go there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And, you know, but I think co-ops have come a long way from their sort of bulk bin granola and tofu, you know, bulk tofu days in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
So we're running really nice stores as well.
For folks who have been in this town for 20 plus years, this seems kind of like deja vu, because when Foods for Living went in just a little way from Elfco, there were some questions about what effect it would have, and yet you guys have survived. Will adding Whole Foods get you closer to a tipping point? That must be a concern with Foods for Living already there.
Sure. I think, again, that remains to be seen what the effects are going to be. We're going to do our best to guess, and based on information we get from other co-ops, and adjust accordingly. You know, I will say I do think that there's a likelihood that Foods for Living is going to take the bigger hit.
That was my next question.
Oh,
yeah.
I think, you know, one of the things, we have a very good relationship with Foods for Living. Even though we're in very close proximity, what they, I think, did, and they opened before I was in town, was, you know, they exploited part of that market that
right.
Elfco was not serving at the time. And we've kept that relationship where they serve a certain demographic and a certain group, and we kind of have our own group. And there's a little bit of overlap. We certainly know that. But we don't step on each other's toes. I think that Whole Foods is much more likely to step on their toes.
How have you rebounded from those days of 05, 06?
Well, you know.
Do you have more members?
We do. We do.
We
certainly see our membership base growing, you know, slowly and steadily. I think one of the things that we'll have to do is really go out and push to get new owners coming in the next couple of years. But we've also, I think one of the things we've done is provide a lot more value for shoppers and for owners. And the board and I continue to look for ways to do that.
How have you provided more value?
Well, you know, one of the things was when we were sort of on the financial ropes, one of the things I promised our shoppers was that if you shop the co-op and support us now, when we can, we will give you more value. So we did things like we gave owner-only discount days as soon as we could afford to do that, where, you know, it started out as 10% on the 10th day, and we would just be packed with people on the 10th.
Hmm.
And you know, sort of, you know, helping people figure out how to get more for the grocery dollar, doing better sales, you know, daily sales. One of the things we're working on is an everyday low price program, so folks can have items in the co-op that they know are going to be low priced all the time. You know, and to broaden the range of people that we serve.
I find it interesting because the proposed location for the Whole Foods puts you three so close together. I don't think you could have planned this. The geography of the whole thing just really strikes me.
It is one of the things that Whole Foods does, is they wait for somebody else to build the market and then they come in and exploit it. So. I'm not surprised, I'll say. I mean, you can see the location directly from our front door. It's right down the street.
Yeah, it's capitalism for you, I guess.
Oh, don't get me started.
What have been the challenges of doing business on Grand River? Has that been a good location for you guys generally?
You know, I think it worked. When we were facing troubles a couple years ago financially, one of the proposals was that we move, you know, with the idea that we were close to Foods for Living, that we were a little bit off the beaten track. We weren't right on Grand River. But that location has served us since 1980, and we actually went ahead and bought the property, and that really helped. So it's kind of an okay location. It's not great, but we make it work.
Another related bit that I'll share here involves the new Detroit Whole Foods, which opened to quite a bit of fanfare about 8 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, MLive reported that despite the complaints that the store would be too high-priced for Detroiters, Whole Foods co-CEO Walter Ropp told Bloomberg that, quote, the store is exceeding our wildest expectations. He added that the store is serving quite a wide area of the community. Little related thing I thought I would throw in there, not to concern you even any more than you already are, but we appreciate your coming in. Doug Finette is general manager of the East Lansing Food Co-op. We've been talking about the plans for Whole Foods in his area. Thanks, Dave.